That's right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the SummitCast. We're thrilled and excited that you made the decision to join us for today's broadcast. I'm Doug Dayton, and I'm here today with America's Headhunter, the one and only Chuck Jeter. Chuck, how are you?
Doing good, Doug. How you doing, sir?
Fantastic.
Thank you for the intro.
You're quite welcome. Man, it has been absolutely crazy in the world of recruiting. And it has come to my attention that I think that we might need to introduce ourselves to several of our new folks that have subscribed recently. And we've gotten a lot of traction with our marketing team, and we're meeting a lot of new people. So Chuck and I were just sitting here thinking it would be a good idea to talk a little bit about what we do.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Well, I think everybody knows we're physician recruiters.
Yes, we are. And there are a lot of different types of physician recruiters. We primarily recruit full-time permanent physicians for not only anybody that needs them, but we even include searches for the hard-to-fill roles.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's who contacts us, people that, hard to fill. I mean, they obviously have been trying to do it themselves for a while, and then they contact us when time starts to be, cost of vacancy?
And the cost of vacancy adds up really quickly when people are starting to look around at where the money is going. And I know that there are a lot of different organizations out there that have a lot of value, but probably one of the greatest values that we have here at Summit is our experience. Chuck, how long have you been recruiting doctors for now?
Since 1996.
96, and I started in the 90s as well, too, but we've been doing this for a day or two, and we've seen a lot of things come, and we've seen a lot of things go. Chuck, what are your thoughts on the state of the radiology market now as we're entering into 2025?
So, I mean, it's still, like it's always been the last couple years, it's still very busy. There's a lot of jobs. If you look online, I don't know if it's accurate, but I think last I looked, it said there's 19,000 radiology jobs. I mean, that could include, radiology techs, but this was specific to radiology physicians. And, I think everybody's just trying to figure out what they're doing. A lot of the groups are ahead of the curve. They've gotten the stipends, they've got the hospitals on board, they're able to do their staffing and, pay right and that sort of thing. But, it's headed a direction, and it's going to mature. Everybody's going to be paying close to the same thing. And, the differences are going to be the PAC system, the flow, how people treat their, radiologist, the groups treat the radiologist, that sort of thing. Huge signing bonuses are,
You've seen some crazy signing bonuses this year.
It's very normal. I mean, it's very, very common to get a $50,000-$100,000 signing bonus. And there's probably even bigger ones than that, to get somebody to come and stay, it's really worth it. But, all these things are kind of coming together, and, we're probably – private equity is really big too, and everything's moving toward big corporate medicine. I mean, insurance companies are buying, buying medical groups and things like that. So we'll see where all that goes. But as far as right now, I mean, everybody needs a radiologist.
Everybody needs a radiologist.
Yeah. And we have a you were talking about, Doug, where we kind of came from, and we really have the benefit of knowing what it's like to, really start from scratch and to call and to just cold call until we find the right person, the right match, develop relationships, not just, radiology is, there's certain skill sets, of course. And so you obviously have to be a radiologist, but, there's also the culture of the groups that, good fits, because people, retention is still, it's still the, it's probably more important now than ever, when retention, a lot of people are moving around every couple of years, but, but the market is going to mature, and, it's just, it's still going to be very competitive. I mean, I feel like a lot of times when we're placing a radiologist that, you know, we're like an NFL, you know, person trying to recruit, you know, a player here or there and
drafting the agents.
Yeah. Just an NFL agent. And, you know, it's just very, you know, high end and you know, it benefits a lot of people and you know, they're just really good placements. But, you know, so I wanted to kind of go back and say, you know, where we came from. And, you know, that was just, you know, we're kind of moving into doing a lot of stuff online, social media, that sort of thing. But really, you know, developing the relationships, you have to make the connections online.
Sure.
But developing the relationships, knowing who needs what, what's good for, you know, that's, and we're very stealth. We're very, you know, we're very confidential. I mean, we're kind of like the janitor in the high school. We know a lot about, a lot about everybody. And you know, we just, you know, we're very, work in a very confidential basis. And, you know, a lot of times we like to talk to, just talk to people when they call or we call them and get them on the phone and just figure out what they have, you know, what would better their situation. Some people are set for life, but, you know, with remote, you know, now they don't even have to move anywhere. They can, you know, if they can make more and work less, which is the motto and the mantra that of everybody that we talk to, you know, there are, everybody's looking to make more.
That's
and
it.
And work less. And that's possible, you know, so.
Well, I think, you know, Chuck, you hit the nail on the head. We have spent the last 20 years farming relationships, not just on the client side, but on the candidate side too. And we have people that call and talk to us all the time. Even if they're not necessarily looking, they call and say, hey, what, how are things looking out there nowadays? If they're thinking about dipping their toe back out in the waters to see how it is. And, you know, over the last 20 years, though, we've had hundreds and hundreds of these conversations where people have let us know the things that they're looking for. And although they're not actively looking for an opportunity, if we happen to hear about something that fits this parameter, then they say, hey, let us know. So one of the things that we bring to the table as an organization to help you fill your staffing needs is 20 years of experience and relationships that we've farmed with a lot of people. And although they might not actively be looking now, we know what they're looking for and we know what would be of interest to them. And that really, it speaks volumes. I mean, I know, Chuck, even just in the past 6 months, I can think of a handful of candidates that have reached out, people that you've placed 2 and 3 times over the past 20 years that just are shooting the breeze and kind of catching up and finding out how things are looking out there in the market nowadays.
Right. Well, you know, Doug, you've, you know, you run the marketing department. And so you've really kind of nicely fell into this role of consulting. And it's not without even knowing it. You don't call yourself, we don't sell consulting services. You don't call yourself a consultant. We just, you're.
Well, we genuinely like to help people.
Right. And you're in the head of the marketing department. And so, you know, when people talk to you, they know that you know what you're talking about. They know that you know the market. You give them accurate information, even if they are not ready to use us or even if they never use us. And we just, you know, we believe in, you know, sowing and reaping and, you know, you're very helpful to people. And so anybody that has any information about the market, feel free to call Doug or I. We'd be, you know, very happy to kind of, you know, fill you in on what we know. I'm sure, you know, by now most radiologists are in the know, but, you know, frankly, you know, I talk to, you know, maybe 15, 20 new doctors a day. You know, it's amazing.
What's that?
Is that I've been talking to radiologists since year 2000. And so that's when we really started recruiting radiologists. And every day of my life, I talk to one that I've never heard of.
Today, I said it's amazing because, like, today I talked to a guy that has worked the same job for 12 years and he's just now starting to consider looking at other opportunities. But I was looking in our database, and I mean, we have his contact information, but there has been really no contact with him up to this point. So, I mean, it just goes to show you can do this for 20 years and still not talk to everybody.
So the benefit, I was kind of from the very beginning, getting back to the benefit of using of us is that we, you know, we've worked the very long hours. We know how to work very hard. A lot of people with all this social media, a lot of people just kind of wait for this stuff to come in. I mean, we have a database, we have emails, we do it all. We cold call, we know how to find, one thing I would kind of say about the market is always there's been about 4 on the super high end, 6% of physicians that move every year. Remote has changed a lot.
That's a pretty solid number.
Yeah. So since remote, radiologists have always done remote, whether they do it from their house or whatever. It's just never been, hey, I'm going to live in, take advantage of the time zone, live over here in California and, read from, someone on the East Coast or whatever. But since the market has changed so much, literally 30, 40% of the doctors it's easy to get the doctors on the phone to talk to them because everybody wants to know what's going on or see if they hear something different than what they're hearing or confirm what they're hearing. But still, at the end of the day, once we kind of weed through, everybody that's curious, wants to work a day or, whatever, part-time or locums or whatever, still 4 to at the high end, 6% of the physicians are changing jobs for a reason, whether that be for location, for, better pay, better hours or whatever. It's still the same amount of physicians. So we work the numbers. We write up a plan, we work the numbers. How can we help people? They talk to a lot of different companies. Hey, we need help, right? Or the person that gets them on the phone. Hey, we want to recruit for you. Okay, great. But what's the difference in us? The difference in us is that we utilize all the newest, latest, greatest tools. All the social media platforms, LinkedIn, we utilize that quite a bit. Emails, but we're cold calling, we're talking to people, we're making relationships, developing relationships. We might have talked to some, we're information pack rats. We might have talked to somebody, I know you do this a lot, you talk to somebody maybe 6 months ago, we don't wear people out, you don't have anything for them, so you don't contact them. But then when you get something for them, you go, oh yeah, you remember, you call them and they are glad to hear from you because you actually have something, And a lot of times if people hear from us, it's because we have developed a relationship with a candidate that is looking for a job. And we know what that candidate is looking for. And you will go out and you will call around, you'll email, you'll talk to people and find out if they have a need. You'll have all the information for them. There's short phone calls. You get right to the nitty gritty, tell them what it's going to take. And so we develop relationships with people by first giving them something that they want and need.
Sure.
And then they get in that process. They learn how to work with us and they always come back to us. But,
well, we're easy to get along with too. And I think that for those of y'all that have worked with different recruiters, that's not the case with everybody. But like you said, Chuck, we believe in sowing good seed, and that is both on the candidate side and the client side. So if we can help you, we will tell you, hey, listen, we can help you. That's why we do both dedicated searches and contingency searches. If we happen to have a candidate that is looking in a geographic area or has a license in a state and is looking at remote gigs and it might work out good for you, then we will do it contingency and it might work out for the best. But Chuck, you and I both know that the searches that end up getting filled are the ones that have attention focused on them.
On both sides.
On both sides. And like, that's the reason that I love doing dedicated searches probably more than, we make more for a contingency search, but when we have someone's upfront monies on a dedicated search, it seems like that we have their equal effort and attention.
They got skin in the game.
Yep. And so whenever you focus attention on something, you get action and results.
So we have a process. And so we're not just looking, everybody likes low-hanging fruit. Hey, I've got this guy. Okay, great. We need him. Placement. Yay, we made some money.
Sure.
But we have a process. We work our process every search the same way, and that is to basically call, get a list of, you know, whether it be through LinkedIn, whether it be through, we have all these many platforms. We get the jobs out there. I mean, we post things really more for just people to see what we have, but we want people calling. We want
sure.
to talk to them. We want to email, communicate. You know, we want to develop a relationship. And then, you know, that way, I mean, when we make a placement and somebody stays for 20 years and makes the group a lot of money, they make a lot of money. Everybody's happy. I mean, those type groups come back to us year after year or whenever they need somebody. And, you know, it's just, that's what we're looking for. That actually, if we were going to make our job easier, doing that makes our job easier. It's
absolutely
a lot better than, you know, every day having to dig a new hole. And, you know, it's just really, it's right. You know, our process is refined. You know, and I don't really like to say it like this, but it's really true. I mean, you know, we start, you know, if we can't find somebody, you know, most likely, you know, I believe that whoever else is not going to be able to find them either.
Sure.
You know, because we turn over every rock. You know, of course, a drive over interview is ideal. You know, with remote, you can have Zoom interviews, but, you know, it's just our goal is to make the placement and, you know, satisfy the client.
You know, Chuck, and I'm glad that you mentioned that part of our process, because we typically, when we roll out on a dedicated search, we start in concentric circles and work our way out. So you cannot call your competitor and say, hey, you interested in coming to work for us? There would be repercussions. Now, however, an outside third-party firm, we can call your next door neighbor and say, hey, we have an opportunity. What does your non-compete look like? But we work our way out from the radius of the ideal candidate. And there are a lot of times that we are able to find somebody that is, as Chuck mentioned, a drive over. But we systematically work each search and we find each qualified candidate that, you know, if they're the closest, then that's great. But if they're not, we find a candidate that meets the criteria that we discussed during our discovery call with you. And then when we find the ideal candidate and you feel like it's a good match, we can be as involved or not involved in the closing process as you would like to help things move along. And Chuck, that's probably one of the things that I know you don't toot your own horn, but I've heard you help aid in negotiations for more people that I can count. And there's a lot of times it's good to have somebody else in the mix, because things sometimes just tend to entropy and grind to a halt over things that are not that big of a deal. But if you've got somebody else that can kind of keep things moving forward and kick them out of neutral, then it keeps your deal moving forward and it helps secure the candidate that you want in the manner that you like.
Closer you get to the deal actually closing, the more emotions on both sides.
True story.
And the more negative thoughts come in. What if, you know, when, you know, they had this bad situation is the reason they're looking in the first place. Now they're all the way over here, you know, about to. And so, you know, it's just good to, because if the client, if the employer and the radiologist are working together at the very, very end, you know, sometimes they can, you know, do it themselves, but if they're working on the very end, then, and there's a lot of emotions going, then everybody starts to take things personally.
Sure.
When they've got a middle person, you know, we can kind of deflect and deal with, you know, everything that needs to be dealt with and kind of remind them, hey, listen, this is going to take a little bit of faith. You know, this was your situation. This is what you told me at the beginning. This is what you're looking for different. And yes, is this a risk, you know, that you're going to go here? You just have to decide whether you're willing to take the risk or you want to stay in the muck and mire where you're at. And so, you know, you help people kind of go through that process. And
well, and I've even heard you call attention to it just so people realize. You say, hey, let's just take all the emotion out of it and look at the facts. And sometimes people just, they need someone to hold their hand because they're making a big decision and they don't want to make a mistake.
Right. And they need to also be told, it's okay if you don't do this. You know what? We can give them our opinion, say, hey, listen, this is the best job we see out there. You know, what you're asking for is we haven't ever seen that. We don't ever tell them, hey, it's never coming up. But, you know, we've never seen that. And this is, you know, and so we tell them, hey, listen, because to be honest, you know, somebody doesn't want somebody joining them if they don't really want to. I mean, they don't want somebody talking them into joining them. And so, and we don't do that. We don't want to do that. You know, we facilitate it to where it's good for everybody. And, you know, we can do that because we have so much experience. And, you know, we're not bragging. We're just, you know, I don't know. I've talked to a lot of clients, and, you know, I guess there's a lot of new recruiters out there. And I know that you and I, we try to, you know, help them every now and then, because we kind of have our training course and stuff. But, you know, we're really, you know, that's kind of a second thing. We really kind of, you know, focus on working. I mean, you know, we just, you know, and we've got several good people that help us, you know, source and, you know, kind of in the backdrop and all that stuff, and, you know, do some of the IT stuff. And I mean, Doug, you're kind of an all around guy. You're the marketer, the IT, you know, the social media. I mean,
you know, and that's the beautiful part about doing this. I mean, I've been doing this so long. It's funny to think that when we did this, the internet really wasn't that much of a thing.
So. Right. It was so much not a thing that I think the first time somebody, I'm really dating myself, but somebody that had sent an email, and I thought, oh man, they don't want to talk to me. They're hiding behind me.
Yeah.
And it's like a fax too.
Fax me your CV.
You know, when's the last time you used a fax? But anyway, but no, we're very active. And
I did want to, while we were on this and we're kind of talking about just how things are moving forward in 2025, one of the arrangements that has grown in popularity in 2024 was our pay-per-case or pay-per-click arrangement. Yep. We've got a lot of our clients that have decided to go that route. And for those of you that might not be aware of that, for the folks that are doing a lot of remote radiology, this is a great solution, because basically you send us a $10,000 deposit, and then we'll recruit someone for whatever slot you need filled, and then it's $1 per read. And if they leave that role, not just within 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, if they leave that role, we will replace them for $5,000. And for the folks that work with a lot of remote radiologists, there's sometimes it's a little bit different process vetting, and it's a little bit different process, and sometimes there's some turnover there. So it's worked out really well for them, and then it keeps us with some skin in the game too.
Well, so the profile of that particular type client, okay, is so they envision that radiologists are going to move around every couple of years.
Yeah.
And so, and with all the remote radiology not settled in yet, you know, they see that as keeping us on board and interested in making sure that they always have plenty of candidates. And we are, because it makes sense for us to have a person in their slot, you know, generating $1 a read for us. And, you know, just kind of, but these are the folks that don't really want to, you know, pay the, you know, the contingency fees, which is a little bit larger than the dedicated, but, you know, or they don't want to, you know, do a full search, whatever. I mean, we're just trying to accommodate, you know, and actually, you know, we'll give credit where credit's due. I mean,
that was presented to us by one of our clients.
Yeah, we said, yeah, we like that idea, and seemed that a lot of other people have too. So but
we're easy to work with.
Yeah. So that's it.
Chuck, is there anything else regarding the market or moving forward?
One more thing I just want to say. So, you know, we're a physician recruiting company, and we do all specialties. We do orthopedics, we do internal medicine, primary care.
Cardiology.
We really focus on radiology, because that's kind of a department. Doug and I started, And that's kind of a department that we just have all the relationships, but we have other recruiters. If you're in any other specialty, you know, or need any other specialty, we can, you know, we'd love to talk to you and, you know, assess your situation and see if we can help you. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we have not much, but, you know, if what somebody is offering is going to make it really difficult to, you know, if it's just not market, we will, you know, let you know that before you invest in the search. And then, you know, that way, you know,
that's
we don't take a deposit and not get you somebody. We, you know, we'll consult you and tell you what it's going to take to get somebody and what the market is. And
well, in all fairness though, if we tell somebody your offer is incredibly low for the market, we'll be happy to search for it, but we don't think that you'll find anybody. And they still would like for us to, if they would still like to retain us, to reach out to people on and find somebody, we will often take a stab at it, but we will let you know very clearly if you're below market. And
well, and an approach to that, it just depends what kind of timing. I mean, are they losing more money than by not having somebody there? You know, because if they
cost
the
vacancy.
If they have time, we can do, you know, just get a contingency agreement in place. We'll do our thing and get it out there. And we will not tell you that the position is not market. We'll get the feedback from the candidates and you can hear that. And, you know, it's basically free consulting. So,
sure.
You know, and we handle all that professionally. It's, you know, it's just, you know, we don't, and like I said, everything is very confidential. And, you know, we have a proprietary database that, you know, we can, you know, that we work through and all that good stuff. But, yeah.
But that being said, for those of you that are new to the team that have just recently signed up with Summit, welcome aboard. We are thrilled and excited that we're going to be working with you in 2025. For those of you that might have found yourself stepping into a role as a hospital administrator and you've got all of these searches that you need filled, reach out to us. We can help you out. And our number here is 817-483-4300.
I want to say, and we understand doctors have different schedules, and so do we. I mean, we have our phone system. We have we office out of Chase Bank Building. Everybody has a remote location. And on top of that, our phones actually, our office and business phones, not only go to our cell phones, but they go to the desk phones, but also they go to our cell phones. So I'm saying all that to say this, probably within reasonable hours, maybe 3 a.m, you might miss us, but, you know, you can call us Central Time, 10, 10:30, you know, even later than that for me.
And it's funny because, I mean, we do work with a lot of physicians overseas. It's surprising how odd the hours are that we get calls.
Yeah, so... But, yeah, that's good. I just want to do like a kind of intro and how we can help. And if anybody has any questions, feel free to call us.
So reach out to us. We'd love to chat. Number here at the office is 817-483-4300. Chuck's extension is 102 and my extension is 103. Or you can talk to any one of the folks that answer the phone and they'll probably be able to answer your questions. But once again, this is Doug.
This Chuck, that's my shirt, dude.
I know. I gotta say these the Summit shirts. You know, if you'd like one and you wanna place a doctor's, we might even send you one. Hey, y'all guys, have a fantastic day.